Blog Talk Radio.
Shift. It is time for love and empowerment. It is time to deploy the awakened life. This is Carol Ann Parisi, and if you're a freedom-loving soul, and if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and not living your ideal life, then you are in the right place. We are going to be discussing entrepreneurship, lifelong principles, wellness, holistic health, and mental fitness. It's time for you to create your ideal life with solution-driven discussions. I am a certified life coach, and I am very excited to be here today. And let's see, we are going to go right into our 100 Days of Success with our 100 Simple Secrets of Successful People. Okay, so this is going to be awesome sausage. And here we go. We are on number 12. And I'm going to have a swig of beverage because it's awesome. There we go. And here is principle number 12. It says, write down directions. If you were taking a complicated route out of town, you would write down the directions. Okay. Some people do. Some people don't. But now people don't write stuff down anymore because now they have these great things called GPS. So you also need to set your GPS for success, right? But if you were considering the future path of your life, your goals, and what you need to achieve them, you probably wouldn't write any of that down. Think of it. The most significant journey of your life. And you probably don't put a word of the directions on paper or get a GPS guidance map. Counselor, mentor, coach. So, so this is really interesting. Writing down your plans, goals, and ideas make them more real for you. Every step you take to define what you want and what you need to do to get it increases and the chances that you will actually pursue goals and someday achieve them. So that's pretty interesting, huh? How many people write stuff down anymore? But, you know, you can. You can set your goals and principles. And, you know, your GPS for success right here on Awaken to Empowerment with Ideal Life Systems, right? Yeah. Awaken to Empowerment is your GPS for success. I love that. I'm writing it down. See, I write shit down all the time. Sorry. sorry for the cursing. Shouldn't be swearing, right? So anyway, very interesting. Very interesting. We're also going to go in deep. We're going to do a deep dive. So people who regularly keep a journal of some kind, writing records and aspirations, are 32% more likely to feel they are making progress in their lives. So you do your journal and your vision quest, your two crests will come to light. Write down whatever comes to you, like I just did, okay? And, you know, you're going to be able to see patterns of your thoughts and discover things about yourself you didn't even know. So it's going to help your vision quest. So it's awesomeness, and I'm very excited. And now we are going to go into our morning and evening James Allen principles. So let's see. We are here in, we are here on 10-10. 16, 10, 10, 16. Of course, the computer is just like having its own little happy place, which is awesome sauce, but I'm sure it'll get going shortly. It's so fun. It's going to load up here very soon. I thought I had everything loaded up. I was doing so much better, but yes, we are talking for the evening and daytime thoughts of James Allen, and they're amazing. You know, these are old school principles, and they're timeless truths that if we follow them, we're going to really be able to achieve our ideal life. Hope everybody had an awesome and productive day today, and hopefully you'll download our podcast here on Awaken to Empowerment. We are on Blog Talk Radio. We have been for almost 4 years, I believe. So, and just loving it, you know, loving it. Doing the do, sharing the truth. It's awesome stuff. And we're here on October 10th. And here's our thought. Be as a flower, content to be, to grow in sweetness day by day. If thou wouldest perfect thyself in knowledge, perfect thyself in love. If thou wouldest reaches the highest, ceasingly cultivate loving and compassionate heart. To him who chooses goodness, sacrificing all is given, which is more than includes all. So it's just love and peace and perfect yourself and know yourself. It's a great thing. And I know it's got this woodest and goodest and all that old school, you know, verbiage, but that's just, you know, that's how he talked, I guess. He was also from England, so... Here's our meditation for the day, and it says, when a man aspires to know and realize the truth, he gives attention to conduct, to self-purification. By concentration, a man can scale the highest heights of genius, but he cannot scale the heavenly heights of truth. To accomplish this, he must meditate. By concentration, a man must acquire the wonderful comprehension and vast power of a Caesar. By meditation, he must reach the divine wisdom and perfect peace of a Buddha. The perfection of concentration is power. The perfection of meditation is wisdom. By concentration, men acquire skill in the doing of the things in life, science, art, trade, etc. But by the meditation, they acquire skill in life itself, in right living, enlightenment, wisdom, and all these things. Saints, sages, saviors, wise men, and divine teachers are the finished products of holy meditation. See, you need to go back and listen to those great, great things saying, be still, be still, meditate. Tap into the divine power. Tap into the power of the divine. God is with us. Our Creator created us with very specific needs, and part of that is to connect with the Creator. I'm a Bible-believing Christian, so I believe that's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but, I mean, this is not a religious show, and even it says, you know, you must be like the Buddha, you know, so there you go. I mean, it's just one of the great laws, so here, love truth so fully and intensely as to become wholly absorbed in it. And here's the thought for the evening. The great law never cheats any man of his just due. Human life, when rightly lived, is simple with a beautiful simplicity. He who comprehends the utter simplicity of life, who obeys its laws and does not step aside into dark paths and complex mazes of selfish desire, stands where no harm can reach him. Then there is fullness of joy, abounding plenty, and rich, complete blessedness. So, you know, these are great laws. We are also tapping into the eight pillars of truth. And, you know, these things are so timeless and so wonderful. And I just am so excited that I can share them with you daily here on Awaken to Empowerment. And, you know, I know when things get crazy, we are in such tumultuous times, and there's just so much negative out there, and really it's up to us to awaken to our purpose and decide where our beliefs are going to be and our visions and our goals, and it is up to us. So we did talk a little bit about, you know, the neuroscience behind making goals, and we're going to unpack that a little bit more of some cognitive things that we're going to be doing here. And, you know, you do need to awaken to your purpose and awaken to your own potential. It is all inside of you. It is all inside of you. All of these things our Creator gave us, but you do need the time to be still to tap into them. And when you hear that, you know, still small voice saying, this is the way, walk in it, you know, sometimes it's going to be irrational, and we're going to talk about that tomorrow, because sometimes we have to anticipate irrationality. But, you know, there's so much inside of us, and if we would just go ahead and take the time to be still, okay, and I said that way on purpose, just to be still, just to let yourself go into your, you know, your deepest truths, and wonderful things will come to pass for you. You will see things that you never thought that you could see before, and there'll be things that will be brought to your attention that you never thought that could even be in your presence. So certainly don't go ahead and be negative. You know, be positive. I really want to hopefully find this some of this neuroscience stuff, because it is so amazing and it's so compelling to, you know, be able to bounce back after, you know, despair. And even, you know, bounce into your ideal life, you know. Take that path of excellence and truth and wisdom. So, you know, have you ever had, you know, a dream of something and just really it's always been with you, even as a kid? I mean, did you ever write it down? Most of the times we don't do that. But, you know, wouldn't it be amazing to be able to look back on your life 5 years from now and be in exactly the place where you want to be? Well, if you don't set that compass, you're never going to know. You know, it's going to be way beyond your reach, and you're just going to say, oh, I just need a huge miracle, you know. Well, you can be your own master of manifesting these miracles, and it's inside of you. It's taking these steps and utilizing these wonderful principles, these truthful principles, to manifest and create your ideal life. So, you know, I know that I have been in situations where things are just down and terrible. And I will say something, quote-unquote, perceptually terrible. And you go ahead and you're so low, you know what? A lot of times it's your reset point where, you know, it's like things can't get any worse, so let me try something. And maybe that's where, you know, your fear is taken away from you, okay? So a lot of times you could be stressed and deflated and bewildered and say, how did I get here? And, you feel helpless and hopeless, and you just feel confused. And, you know, at the other end of this, there is just beauty and joy and miracles waiting for you. But it's the life that you're going to ultimately create for yourself, you know. And what you got to do is you got to tap into that pain, seriously. Tap into that pain. Because when you go ahead, you tap into that pain, you're going to find things about yourself that you never knew that you had, right? Just like with doing stuff. So then you do these things through your pain. Create your own ideal life. Go ahead and turn your life around. Now you're saying, Carol, this is crazy. You don't have a clue where my life's at, you know? You know, this is crazy. There is no way. Well, you know what? There is a way. There is a way. And there's a miracle inside of you. And if you do things, you're going to learn to integrate these things and print these things in your subconscious mind on a very deep level. And your life will never be the same. So you can go ahead and, you know, do a reset. You do your reset. You could do this. There's no excuses about this. You can create your ideal life. It's no coincidence you're listening to this show. It's no coincidence that you're tapping into Awaken to Empowerment, because you actually attracted this and to manifest this. And we have so many formulas and timeless truths. And every day we're going to be talking about these truths. So you can create your wildest and most passionate dreams. First thing is, sit down, get quiet, and start writing those dreams. Start writing those dreams down, and that's kind of where your journey is going to start, and we've talked about that. Watch your thoughts. Your thoughts are things. Tap into our show here every day. Go download some of our former podcasts here for Awaken to Empowerment. So we're going to unpack this, and remember, the fastest way to get your life in motion is get the emotion and go ahead and reflect and set your intention, okay? That's today's little love principle. We're going to hit more upon that, but I did want to get into our eight laws and with our fantastic, what's his name? Brain Cell. With our fantastic guy, James Allen. Now, you know, you just got to keep on here. Set your intention and just keep your, you know, keep your mind going. I'm working to get into our eight pillars. I'm really going to, this computer. all right, let's just go here. Our eight pillars are phenomenal. And remember, our first pillar was energy. Our second pillar is economy. Our third pillar is integrity. Fourth pillar is system. Fifth pillar is sympathy. Sixth pillar is sincerity. Seventh pillar is impartiality. And eighth pillar is self-reliance. And within each of those pillars, there's timeless truths unpacked in each of those. And we've been going through these things every day. And I know this is a little bit, you know, some of it is just, it's really hard to get through because a lot of it's the old English. And maybe I could do this better by, you know, doing summations. But these things are so profoundly deep. And I know we are on the integrity piece. The first pillar, again, was energy. And the four steps within energy, and I know we keep going it every day, but repetition is the mother of owning something. Within energy, there is promptitude of energy, vigilance of energy, industry of energy, and earnestness of energy. So do everything quickly with your full heart and earnestness. And then there's the second one is economy, right? And there's four little pieces to the economy, and that's moderation, efficiency, resourcefulness, and being an original. So, you know, that's how you can, these things are so profound. And then integrity is honesty, fearlessness, purposefulness, and invincibility. So honesty is the best policy. Always be truthful. You know, truth and time always go hand in hand. And then fearlessness, if you know what you're doing, fearlessness accompanies honesty. If you are coming from a place of total integrity, that gives you a superpower of fearlessness. So, and purposefulness is the direct outcome, that strength of character, which integrity fosters. You get that divine purpose, that awakened to your purpose of your potential. And, you know, you need intelligent purposes. You don't have to guess. You will be strong. And you could do all your work in the light. All your plans have some kind of moral fiber, which of your character. It always reflects you. Your purpose will always reflect who you are. A man of sound integrity is a man of sound plan. He weighs and considers and looks ahead, and he's less likely to make serious mistakes. So, you know, you get a certain, you know, power. And morality always has the advantage of expediency. Its purposes are always reached down far below the surface. It's really deep. This is really deep stuff. And it gives you a much firmer foundation and lasting. There's a native directness, too, about integrity. It enables the man to get straight to the mark, whatever he does, and it makes failure almost impossible. So you have a strong purpose. Strong purposes lead to strong achievements, and your strength will be manifested in thoroughness, whichever things you choose, and will also command respect, admiration, and success. So invincibility is a glorious protector, but only if it envelops a man whose integrity is perfectly pure and unassailable. Never to violate even the most insignificant particular of the principle of integrity is to be invincible against all assault, innuendo, slander, and misrepresentation. The man who's failed in one point is vulnerable, and the shaft of evil entering that point will lay him low like the arrow in the Achilles' heel. So pure and perfect integrity is pure proof against all attack and injury. Look at what happened to Donald Trump. I mean, he had some stupid things that he said about women in his words, and of course they're using it. If he never said those things, he wouldn't. This is like an Achilles heel for him, and they know it. I mean, it doesn't matter that, you know, Hillary said, what difference does it make if people were dying in Benghazi and she lied to the parents, but there we go. That's not here nor there, but it's just an example of modern, what's going on in our debauched election cycle this time. So, you know, just pure and perfect integrity. It will enable its possessor to meet all business acumen and could give a man that power of mind and peace and heart which come from an enlightened acceptance and observance of lofty moral principles. Moral force is the greatest power. Let the seeker for true prosperity discover this force. Let him foster and develop his mind and his deeds. As he succeeds, he will take his place among the strong leaders of the earth. Strong pillar of integrity. And you will be blessed above all men, and you will build incorruptible masonry. Okay, so the fourth pillar is system. System is the principle of order, and confusion is rendered impossible. This gives clarity, the superpower of clarity. Clarity is a superpower. In the natural and universal order, everything is in its place. So the vast universe runs more perfectly than the most perfect machine. Disorder in space would mean destruction of the universe, and disorder in man's affairs destroys his work and prosperity. Oh, no kidding. Chaos is a bitch. I've been going through some of my stuff, and boy, I tell you, it takes a lot of mind energy as well as physical energy to get things in order. So order, once things have their systems and their systems are in place and there's order, and it's a beautiful thing. All complex organizations are built upon a system. No business or society can develop in large dimensions apart from system. And this principle preeminently is the instrument of the merchant, the businessman, and the organizer of institutions. There are many departments which disorderly man may succeed, although attention to order would increase his success, but he will not succeed in business unless he can place business entirely in the hands of a systematic manager who therefore remedied its own defects. You know what? I have found in my business life, I have created systems for things, and it makes things go so much easier. And I've had so many different, you know, small businesses and grassroots organizations. And whenever you have your systems in place, it does. It makes things, just makes things more simple. The demands of the system in all departments of the business world are as rigid and exacting as holy vows of the saint and cannot be violated. Strict observance of the law of order enables you to reach ends swiftly, smoothly, without friction or loss of time. That is very true. There's a kind of genius a system can perform apparent wonders with ease. Systematic man could get through a great quantity of work in such a short time with such freedom from exhaustion. It appears almost miraculous. He scales the heights of success while the slovenly competitor is wallowing hopelessly in bogs of confusion. Every enduring achievement in human society rests upon basis of systems. It's true. It is very true. Talks about mathematics and systems and, you know, the law of systems. So system is the law by which everything, every organism, business, character, nation, empire is built. By adding cell to cell, department to department, through thought to thought, law to law, and colony to colony in orderly sequence and classification, all things, concerns, and institutions grow in magnitude and evolve to completeness. The man who's continually improving his methods is gaining in building power. It therefore behooves the businessman to be resourceful and inventive in the improvement of his methods for the protectors and pioneers of humanity. So, in systems, there's the four ingredients. There's the four pillars. In each of the eight pillars, there's four pillars: readiness, recurrency, utility, and comprehensiveness. So we're going to unpack that a little more deeply next time, and we'll unpack the whole exciting thing of, you know, the resourcefulness and all that. It's very interesting. You know, I know we discussed a little bit about wisdom and your power within. Remember, seek your power within. Seek your power within. Take that time and find your purpose. When you find your purpose, your heart is gonna feel that passion, and you'll know it without any doubt. So take that time, like we talked about before. Take that time to seek your purpose, seek your passion that'll fuel you, but take some of the time to write it down. So because when you write stuff down, your consciousness is going to be so much more empowered, and you will find things in your life that you never even knew that you had. And you know, you'll be able to see, set your imagination free. You're going to be empowered. You're going to be have vision, and you'll get these mental pictures. So you know, take that time, and then it'll getting it right deep into your unconscious mind, and you will see things that you never thought that you can see before. So this is Carol Ann Parisi, and this is our great blog talk radio show, Awaken to Empowerment. We are here every day. We're going to be going, rolling here every single day, and we hope that we have served you well with our Awaken to Empowerment blog talk radio, and we'll be back next time tomorrow, and we're going to just keep this thing rolling, and we're going to help you set your intentions and help you to create your ideal life. This is Carol Ann Parisi for Blog Talk Radio, and hopefully we'll catch you next time, and I hope you enjoyed our great show today. I can't find our studio. It is not here. So I'm just going to talk till we're done, and hopefully we could get this thing uploaded. But thank you for joining me. This is Carol Ann. I hope you create your ideal life, make your life great, and we'll be back next time. Be blessed, be well, be awesome, be powerful, be awakened. Ciao, ciao for now. Catch you next time. Bye-bye. I don't know where our wonderful studio is. We lost our studio. This is hysterical. So I can't even end the show. So let me see what's happening here. I'm just going to, my computer's doing the roll. So I don't even know if I'm talking. But you know what? It's all good. It's all good. Everything's good. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to say goodbye. So this way, we'll end the show this way. Catch you back next week. Hopefully this uploads. It should. Bye-bye. Thanks for joining me.